Under the auspices of the United States, a selected few among world leaders attending the 70th UN General Assembly in New York met to discuss peacekeeping operations in troubled spots, at which the U.S. and other developed countries pledged unspecified support for peacekeepers. Ghana is currently the 8th largest contributor of peacekeeping troops.
The recent coup that stoked political tension in Burkina Faso indicates that the democratic tide in the world is not foolproof. Burkina Faso has not degenerated to the point where an international peacekeeping deployment to that country will be necessary. Yet, it is one of several fragile political environments that justify the need for external standby forces to intervene and keep the peace in a situation where the state drifts to the brink of failure. President John Mahama was among the leaders invited to a U.S.-led meeting on peacekeeping at the U.N. It was attended by world leaders who are committing resources to the ever-growing demands of peace intervention mechanisms. It will cover training, equipment and logistics, exchange programs, and financial assistance. The objective now is to, as quickly as possible, use regional bodies and diplomacy to water down situations which have the potential of degenerating into chaos. This is preemptive to any need for deployment of peacekeepers. Beyond this stage, the international community will deploy troops to the ground. Among the speakers at the peacekeeping forum were U.S. President Barack Obama, French President Francois Hollande, and President Mahama of Ghana. Earlier, President Mahama met with the UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon at his office. Their talks were believed to have focused on areas where Ghana was deeply involved in the affairs of the UN, such as international diplomacy, peacekeeping duties, and the Sustainable Development